Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scandal and vice, or sugar and spice, it's naughty but nice.
Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it is Wednesday. Normally on Wednesday, our dear friend Donnie Meacham joins us, but he's on vacation this week. I know, Donnie never, ever takes a vacation. He works, works, works. I think it's because he's created the life that he loves so much. And so when you've got a life that you love every single day, you don't take that many vacations from it. You don't want to, but nevertheless, he's with his sister and his mommy, so I know he's listening. Hello, hello, hello. We're sending you all our love, all our best. And we're going to jump into the show, and hopefully Donnie enjoys it too. We've got some really juicy gossip today, so sit back, relax, and welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. Big story right at the top of the show. So there's a new expose out in Rolling Stones, and an extensive expose in the magazine that exposes what really went down on the set of Queer Eye. So the Fab Five are looking anything but fabulous in this new report. They're talking about how the show fell apart behind the scenes, and they're actually focusing their blame on one member of the cast. That would be Jonathan Van Ness. I thought I loved Jonathan, but after reading this, I'm going to have to rethink it. So, according to insiders, Jonathan's frequent and intense displays of anger reportedly instilled a sense of fear amongst everybody on the set, leading to claims of a toxic work environment. Now, we've heard this, haven't we, about Jimmy Fallon, about Ellen, now Jonathan too. Sources describe instances, enraged in heated arguments, with one person likening the encounter to experiencing, quote, a cartoon that oozes anger out of them. Oh, has that ever happened to you? I've been told off a lot of times in my work life, and sometimes it feels so personal. It feels like I murdered a family member. They're so angry, they're so livid. It is cartoonish, isn't it? People get red in the face, people scream, people shout. And I'm always like, I don't know if this response is the equivalent of the crime that was committed. I might have left somebody off an email exchange. I might have made somebody not feel as welcome as I should. And the explosion of emotion that comes from that person, it can be literally like a cartoon. So other instances describe a monster, a yeller, a nightmare, and demeaning to other people on the set. Now, Netflix were reportedly very aware of this, so much so that they had a discussion with Jonathan regarding conduct, but nothing really changed. That happens a lot, doesn't it? You go to human resources, which is a brave thing to do. You go to human resources, you tell the truth, and then nothing happens, or maybe they get a slap on the wrist, but then they're a troubled person to begin with, and now their troubles are going to be aimed towards you because you were brave enough to speak up. This is why people don't come forward. Really ugly accusations. Also, what I found interesting is this was an ensemble show. It was meant to be everybody in it together. When they did the reboot, remember the original of Carson Kressley? Oh, I loved it on Bravo. Oh, it was so great, that show. Well, when it came back on Netflix, a lot of people didn't think it was going to work, but it did because of the chemistry. Well, now we know why that chemistry fell apart, and it seems as if it's because of Jonathan, who allegedly refused to collaborate with certain co-stars and would not share the spotlight with them. This has happened on The Housewives. The Housewives, I think Bethany invented it, where they all got together and refused to film with one or two of the ladies. They said, no, we're not going to film with them. And then gradually they got pushed out of the show, because if no one wants to film with you, there's nothing for you to do. So Jonathan refused to film with certain people on the show. Now, according to insiders from the production team, Jonathan's reluctance to share the limelight led to significant disruptions during filming. So they were meant to film scenes together, all of them, the Fab Five. Jonathan said, no, not doing it. And this made the whole thing explode. So now we know there's going to be a big change up. And we have a new person joining the cast, Jeremiah. That's Nate Berkus's husband and a friend of Oprah Winfrey's. So Jonathan, you might have met your match here. This diva behaviour is not going to be tolerated by the new cast members. But it's also upsetting, isn't it? These shows we think we love, these morning shows where they claim to be family, they're not. They work together. It's show business. Remember when Matt Lauer was fired at the Today Show and they just moved on? I was at a wedding recently and Matt was there. It was quite awkward. And the whole cast of the Today Show were there. They were nice to each other. They said hello. But then they sat at separate tables. And it made me think, how do you go from being called a family member to now sitting at a different table? I think it happens in real families too, doesn't it? When you fall out with a brother or a sister or an aunt, and you go from being once best friends, seeing them, talking to them maybe every day, to no longer even communicating. That's what's happening for the Fab Five. It is such a shame that this happens. It happens with rock bands. We see it all the time. Groups break up because they're onto a good thing. They make a lot of money. They have a great life. This is a wonderful job and they're going to blow it. They're absolutely going to blow it if they don't get it together. And that envy, that green little monster that's within all of us, it really is. If you can keep it in check, Jonathan, life will not only be better for everybody else, it will be better for you. Which brings us to our poll question of the day. A new expose has exposed Jonathan Van Ness, the rage issues and sparking of tension amongst the queer eyes. The Fab Five, will they survive? Can they survive if Jonathan is still a member? What do you think? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Moving along, this story is explosive. Nigel Lithgow, you know him from So You Think You Can Dance and American Idol. Well, now he's claiming he's got receipts showing loving emails from Paula Abdul, who has said that he sexually assaulted her. So Nigel is mounting a strong defence against the allegations made by Paula, claiming that their relationship was actually friendly and loving for years, even years after this alleged incident took place. He's presenting emails and posts as evidence, and Nigel's claiming that he can undermine Paula's credibility and portray her as somebody who fabricates stories to get attention. He said the following quote, Paula is a well-documented fabulist with a long history of telling wild stories that are untethered from reality and are primarily designed to attract attention and make Paula appear to be the victim of a dreadful misfortune. I was Paula's publicist for a while, and I can say Paula likes to exaggerate. We all do, but she doesn't tell lies. She definitely likes being the centre of attention, and most of her stories, yes, involve her, but I don't think she plays herself as a victim. In fact, the opposite. When I was working with Paula, she was the most optimistic, the most positive person you could ever meet. So this does not ring true for me, but it appears like Nigel's plan isn't going to work, because within hours of this being announced that Nigel's fighting back and he has emails, he has receipts, a fourth accuser has come forward with a lawsuit against Nigel. And this lawsuit, I read it this morning, it is echoing Paula's allegations. A fourth accuser, we only know them as Jane Doe, has filed a lawsuit alleging sexual assault by Nigel Lithgow. Now, the claims bear striking resemblance to those made by Paula against the television producer. So according to the report, I got into it, Jane Doe asserts that she was subject to unwanted advances during a professional meeting at his home in 2018. It was not that long ago. The lawsuit alleges that Nigel forced himself on her, echoing the disturbing allegations brought forth by Paula. The unsettling similarities between Jane Doe's accusations and Paula's claims. This seems to be a troubling pattern of behaviour. I'm told more people are going to come forward, including Bombshell, a few people who were contestants on American Idol. That's right, more are gonna come forward. Moving along, it seems like Tish Cyrus, that's Miley Cyrus's mummy, her new husband, has a very sexy private life. Spicy, spicy. So before the entanglement of the alleged love triangle involving Tish, her daughter Noah, and her new husband, Dominic. You heard that right. Noah and Dominic dated, and then her mom, Tish, married him. As if that isn't enough. Now one of Dominic's ex-girlfriends is coming forward to describe what happened when she was dating him. She called him Dom, not Dominic. She said, quote, "Dom created a space for me, but he called me the F out. He did not take BS, and that's why I trusted him." She went on to say that he encouraged her to explore a BDSM and bondage lifestyle. She said in the bedroom, he was explosive. She said, "Dom was my Dom." And she shared that the sex was out of this world. Maybe this explains why Tish is doing this. He dated her daughter. Also, too, a new report says that Tish knew something was up because she hired extra security at the wedding to make sure that her daughter didn't cause a scene. So in a bid to prevent any chaos at the wedding, Tish took precautionary measures by hiring security for her daughter. Oh, now her daughter did not show up at this wedding, but if she had, she might have had trouble getting in. There was security everywhere and nobody at the time could understand it. They all thought it was there because Miley Cyrus is a huge star. No, the security wasn't about Miley, but was rather about her sister Noah, to make sure that this wedding did not get derailed. Okay, we have a ton of royal news to get to. Kate Middleton's controversial uncle has joined Celebrity Big Brother. He's entered the house in the UK. Now, his name is Gary Goldsmith, and he's the uncle to Kate. And he's joined the show in the UK. He's known for his outspoken nature in the past. He's not held back when he was asked about Meghan and Harry in an interview. He criticised them, but also, too, he's always praised Kate as a loving mother. Loving mother. Now, he has emphasised that he does not want to cause Kate any trouble in this house. He even called Kate's mom, his sister Carol, to tell her that she was doing the show. Now, obviously, they're not pleased about this. Celebrity Big Brother, cameras on you 24/7. He's going to slip up. They're going to ask him about Kate. They're going to ask him about Prince William, Prince Harry, the King, and he's going to say a comment. It's going to get blown out of proportion. Don't be doing this. But there he is. He's doing it. He's made it clear he wants the money. They paid very well for doing this. He wants the money. But he is claiming that everything he's going to say about Kate and William is going to be really positive. In the past, he's described them as very normal, saying that they're down to earth, and asked if the Middletons would watch the TV show, the reality show. He said, jokingly, they might see it from behind the sofa where they will be hiding. Ooh, he's trying to reassure us once again that he's not going to say anything crazy. He's spoken to Kate's mom and his sister, and they talked about what's going on with Kate. Now, she's not going to like that he's revealed that, because nobody really knows what's going on with Kate. If we find out that this uncle knows Gary, if Gary knows the truth, I'm not saying he'll do it on purpose, but one slip up on Celebrity Big Brother and the whole world is going to know what's happening with Kate, which is the opposite of what William's doing. William was out and about, and he was asked how Kate is doing, what's going on with Kate. He didn't respond. So he remained silent when he was asked about the status of his wife. So he was posing with a member of the crowd, and somebody shouted out, not a reporter, this was someone in the crowd, just a fan, somebody who loves the royals, somebody who is concerned about Kate. How is she? He didn't answer, but he did take a selfie with a fan. They don't want us saying anything. A little bit of good news. Kate might be attending the Trooping of the Colour Parade, which is going to be on June 8th. So they put out an itinerary and Kate's name is on it. So fingers crossed. However, let me just caution you, the Ministry of Defence, who announced this on their website, they typically do not confirm stuff. It is the palace. So I'm still waiting for the palace to confirm that. But fingers crossed, maybe we're going to see Kate on June 8th. OK, we're going to take a quick break and you will see me in less than 8 seconds. Boom. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. Hey, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da. Yesterday we talked about spotting Kate for the very first time in public since she was hospitalised. Our question was quite simple. Are you pleased to see her? Are you pleased to see Kate? 90% said yes. It's great to see her. She's in the car. She's with her mum. She's got sunglasses on. But there is Kate. It is so good to see you. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now, it's time for our nicest of the day. Hoda Kotb opened up about a first date since breaking up with Joel. Ooh, so that was quite a while ago. I think it was 2 years ago. So Hoda recently shared a personal milestone that she's ventured back into the world of dating for the first time in 2 years since a breakup with her ex-fiancé. They were engaged. They were going to get married. They planned the wedding. Didn't happen. So for 2 years, Hoda really hasn't seen anybody. Now she's disclosed quite excitedly that she went on a date. She said, quote, I do have something to say. Something did happen the other day that hasn't happened in 2 years. I had a date. I had a date. So despite the significance of the occasion, and everybody's getting so excited. Who's she dating? Who's she going to marry? Blah, blah. Who's she kissing? Who's she going to have babies with? Blah, blah, blah. No, Hoda has told us all to just calm down a little bit. And this was the first step rather than a huge leap into a new relationship. She clarified, quote, but you know what it was? It was just a date. It was nothing but a date. Good for you, Hoda, our nicest of the day. And now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. Leah McSweeney's bombshell lawsuit against Bravo reveals the producers used to mock Countess Luann and Sonia Morgan. So initially, this lawsuit was such a bombshell. It took us a minute to really get through the whole thing and read all the details. So we know that Leah is suing Bravo. She is claiming that Andy Cohen did cocaine with housewives, was an abusive work environment, all of which Bravo has denied, However, in this lawsuit, hidden in it, she's revealing that the executive producer, it's not Andy, it's somebody else, used to have very unsympathetic concerns about Sonia, deeming her excessive alcohol consumption pathetic. That's what they'd call her, pathetic. They also made fun of Countess Luann's struggle with alcohol. She was arrested, she went to rehab, and they joked all the time about it, and they actually enjoyed it. They labelled Sonia's destructive behaviour, quote, the golden goose, saying her willingness to consume alcohol on camera was unparalleled and led to great TV. Ouch. And naughtiest of the day. Let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. Let me ask you the following. If all you had to offer was friendship, who would still be around? Look around at your friends. Look around at the people you hang out with. And ask yourself, if all I had to offer was friendship, who would still be here? I had this revelation 5 or 6 years ago that a lot of people in my life were on my payroll. I looked around the dinner table and I was paying for everyone's dinner. I was even paying for a lot of their salaries. And I realised that, gosh, if that went away and all I had left to offer was friendship, who would be here? And the answer wasn't good. Surround yourself with people who want nothing but your friendship. That's all that we want, naughties. Hey, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Naughty Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, please join in. If you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.